A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I shall be glorified. I was honored in the eyes of the Lord. My God was my strength. And now the Lord has spoken. He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, to gather Israel to him. It is not enough for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back the survivors of Israel. I will make you the light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Here I am, O Lord, I come to do your will. You do not ask for sacrifice and offerings, but an open ear. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Instead, here am I. Here I am, O Lord, I come to do your will. In the scroll of the book it stands written that I should do your will. My God, I delight in your law, in the depth of my heart. Here I am, O Lord, I come to do your will. Your justice I have proclaimed in the great assembly. My lips I have not sealed, you know it, O Lord. Here I am, O Lord, I come to do your will.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ send you grace and peace. I, Paul, appointed by God to be an apostle, together with brother Sosthenes, send greetings to the church of God in Corinth, to the holy people of Jesus Christ, who are called to take their place among all the saints everywhere who pray to our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is their Lord, no less than others. May God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ send you grace and peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Seeing Jesus coming towards him, John said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I spoke of when I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks before me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him myself, and yet it was revealed to him, to Israel, that I came baptizing with water. John also declared, 'I saw the Spirit come down on him from heaven like a dove and resting on him. I did not know him myself, but he who sent me to baptize with water had said to me, "The man to whom you see the Spirit come down and rest is the one who is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit." Yes, I have seen, and I am the witness that is the chosen one of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Seeing Jesus coming towards him, John said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Everyone here and all over the world is marked out by a name that singles you out from everybody else. Even in the closest unit, the family, children have different names to identify them as special. And it's not only by name as well, but we remember too for who we are. And sadly, for lots of times, people aren't recognized what they are until they die, until you hear a eulogy about somebody. And then you find a person quite often that we never really knew. So Jesus traveling and spotted by John the Baptist, and that's how he marks him out. Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And just for a few moments this morning to look at that, the implications and the symbolism of that title that he's given, Lamb of God. He doesn't say that he's a man of God, but he singles him out as Lamb of God. And we think in our everyday life the meanings of that word Lamb. Approachable, safe, not a danger to anyone. You might have seen pictures of, on television, of farming life. And that famous family up the Dales where the little ones, they adopt little lambs that have been abandoned by their mother where their mother has died. And the children raise the lamb up, and the lamb has no fear of those children. Safe. They feel secure and aren't afraid to approach them and have their feed. And that title too, or that symbolism, can be offered to our Lord Christ. Approachable. We see what his life is through the New Testament. The ones that he singled out, the ones that he approached, the ones that he touched and spoke to, over and above the others, the ones that weren't expected to get a hearing. Secondly, we're coming to that time of year as we gladly approach the end of winter and begin to see the signs of spring. The flowers beginning to force their way through, maybe a bit prematurely if one is to go by this week's forecast of weather. But as we're well aware, we've had one of the mildest winters going. But springtime is a time of new life. And one of the signs of spring is where you see the new lambs born, running freely through the fields. A sign of new life, and that's what Christ has told us of what he is. A new life, born at our baptism. Think of the love the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children, for that is what we are. And the third meaning of that symbolism of lamb, we go into the Old Testament, where the people of the Old Testament offer sacrifice, and very often it took the symbol of killing a firstborn, giving it a sacrifice. That was their way of handing it on to God. They killed it so that it would be of no beneficial use to themselves. Not alone did they kill it, but they burned it. And again, we find that symbolism in that greeting of John the Baptist to Christ. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That Christ is the Paschal Lamb that we celebrate at Easter. The Lamb that takes our sins away. So John the Baptist, when he introduces Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, he's incorporating all those elements into the meaning and the symbolism of that Christ is portrayed as the Lamb of God. I have seen and I am witness that he is the chosen one of God. And that at our baptism, when Christ accepts us into his family, gives us the right to call him Father, gives us the right to be his child. We're given to access into the very life of Christ that we celebrate in our lives through the various sacraments, through confirmation, through reconciliation, through Eucharist, to the sacrament of marriage or holy orders, to the sacrament of the sick, the sacrament of the dying, that used to be known as extreme unction. Through our lives, those sacraments are stepping stones to us on our way to God. Not magical moments of, but stepping stones to God. That God is available to us in our world. But we are given the freedom to access those sacraments and to use them as they are intended, as life-giving contacts with the Lord. Sacraments are something that we plug into. It's like the electric socket. If we don't turn it into the and connect it to the power, it remains useless. And so do the sacraments that Christ has instituted and left to the church. And the one in particular that is in reference today, the sacrament of baptism. It's not a magical act. It's an entry into the life of God. A life that needs to be nurtured and encouraged and built on in the course of our lives as we travel through the years.